B-Pod Studios.
Peter Frampton's on the phone. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you right now?
I'm actually in Los Angeles.
Didn't you just complete something with Ringo Starr?
Yes.
Because I saw you on VH1 with the short haircut, and I my God, you know, if you grew up like Haney and I did with the Frampton Comes Alive CD, and then see you with that short haircut, whoo!
I know, it's tough for a lot of people. I try to break it in easy, but there's no easy way about it, you know?
Well, how do you break it in easy? Do you start out?
You have to cut it off, unfortunately, because certain things change with the male body, and I happen to be one of the less lucky in as much as mine didn't stay that much. You know, the thing is that, and understandably so, that album has that look on the cover, you know, with the Frampton Comes Alive. They see that, the hair, and it's ingrained, and everybody expects me to walk through the door like that, but that was, you know, 1975.
I know.
You never considered a wig, did you?
Well, it was a wig for a few years. No.
Yeah, you had to keep up the image, so throw a wig on to keep the long locks.
That's it. Well, no, actually, Ringo, we were in Europe, and he has this tiny little baby group that the sort of the Baby Beatles or the Fabs or something that sort of do shows, and they keep in touch with Ringo and the guys, and they sent him a mop top wig. So I decided in I think it was St. Petersburg, Russia, I wore the wig for about the first few numbers, and I didn't look like any of the Beatles.
Let me ask you a pretty serious question with Ringo Starr. As everybody knows, probably the most musically challenged out of the four Beatles, but he has such great musicians around him when he goes on the road, whether it be you or Joe Walsh or, you know, always good people. I've been told by heard by members of the Beatles, he was very easy to play with because he's so consistent.
Absolutely. I mean, he sort of invented a drum style, you know. And let's face it, when you look around on stage and you're in the middle of either one of his or one of Jack Bruce or Gary Brooker's or my numbers, and you look around and there is one of the Beatles playing. You know, it still gives you like chills, because he is one of the Beatles, and that was one of the most important. It's very special. The thing is, I've known him since about 1970 when we met doing George Harrison's All Things Must Pass album.
I never knew you played on that album either until I read your webpage.
Unfortunately, George must have had a slight hiccup that day or something, but no, I was there for all the tracking and did a lot of acoustic overdubbing with just George and myself on that.
Wow.
And that's where I met, you know, Billy Preston and Klaus Voormann and Eric and, you know, and Ringo. You know, so I just went round everybody and said, look, I'm going to make an album of my own one day. Would you guys play on it? And they went, sure, kid. You know, but I asked them and they came. So that's how I got, you know, Ringo and Klaus and Billy on my first solo record.
You know, Peter, I got to tell you, talking to you now, you sound like a very nice man.
You do. You sound like a great guy.
Well, thank you. I try.
This isn't the first time we've talked.
Yeah,
to you.
Refresh his memory a little bit, because it was probably several years ago, and the interview that we had did not end on a good note.
Oh, dear. When was this?
It ended with a dial tone because evidently you were having phone problems, but we had simply asked you about your work in the film Sergeant Pepper.
And then you got upset with us.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Well, are you sure it wasn't just a bad line?
You know,
I got to tell you, I popped that, I found a video of it and popped it in the other day. And that was a little intense with the overalls and Billy Shears written on it and all that. You know?
I mean, is that tough living that down?
I don't have to live it down because it really wasn't that bad anyway. I mean, it was just that, I mean, I was so big, Peter Frampton, at that point.
Huge.
It Comes Alive.
Huge.
Huge. That, let's face it, I was the underdog until that came out. Then I made it, and then I sold out, and then they were looking for any mistake that could be made. I was going to get it.
Yeah.
And that was the one they found. And fair enough, it wasn't great, but it also was nowhere near as bad as everybody made it out to be at the time.
Take a look who was in that movie, though. Aerosmith was in that movie. Steve Tyler in the movie. I mean, the Bee Gees, I think they launched another career off of that movie.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad. I know people, you know, people that, you know, I don't understand, but that have watched it like 30 times. I don't understand these people, but there are people that love it.
Yeah.
But you got to tell me, what did you do when you saw the wardrobe and you had to throw on those overalls with the big heart with Billy written on it?
Well, I just sort of went out. It was a film. I was playing a part.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you get into costume. It's not like...
You didn't think, oh, my God, what am I doing?
No, I didn't enjoy doing it.
So instinctively, you knew there was something wrong, but you were already
committed.
Well,
the thing with that one was the fact that Robert Stigwood himself had... I didn't want to do the movie, and he called me up and said, look, Peter, I've got Paul's going to be in the movie. I said, Paul McCartney? He said... Yes, he's going to be the savior at the end of the movie. So I think that gives this film so much credibility, Peter, that it ought to just sign right up.
Oh.
And, of course, dear Robert, I think he must have had something to drink, you know, before and after that conversation. And either Paul McCartney dropped out or it was just a carrot, basically.
Sure.
Because if a Beatle had been in that movie, which is what I was led to believe, then that was fine, you know, but... For me, you know, messing with the Beatles was messing with dynamite.
Sure.
You know what? I got to admit, if offered, I would have done it, too, just to hang out with George Burns.
Yeah.
You know, that was so much fun.
I bet it was.
It was. I mean, the people in the movie, also great English actor Donald Pleasence.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
I've been such a huge fan.
Well, we remember him from Halloween.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it was an Earth, Wind, and Fire and... Aerosmith, it was a fun thing to do, you know. It wasn't terrible, you know, and we did have some great laughs on it. It just wasn't a great movie.
But I have a newfound respect for you because, you know, when you dodged it before, it kind of upset me.
Yeah, because we said, geez, I mean, was it that open of a nerve for
you,
Peter?
You know, it was probably like the 17th time someone had touched on the nerve that day.
Sure. You know, but another thing, reading it like on your webpage and stuff, and I find this totally amazing. With the success of Frampton Comes Alive, you came right out after that with the I'm In You album, mm-hmm. and you say it right there. That thing sold 3 million copies. They made you go right after the success of Frampton Comes Alive to do that. You said, probably should have waited a couple of years before I did that. The album came out, sold 3 million. They called it a failure because it didn't come up to what Frampton Comes Alive.
Right.
3 million copies.
I mean, would we have been thrilled if Frampton Comes Alive had sold 3 million? Of course we would.
Absolutely.
You know. So,
and I was one of the 3 million that bought the album.
And I'll tell you, that cover of Signed, Sealed, Delivered ain't bad.
No.
No, I mean, you know what? I'm proud of that record. I think that it could have been better if we'd have waited 18 months, you know? I had no rest in between touring off Frampton Comes Alive and then going back in, writing quickly. It shouldn't have been rushed.
So you were just getting pushed around a lot then, huh?
At that time, you think that those people that... guiding you or have so much more experience than you, but the bottom line is, well, I was 25, as I said, when I recorded Comes Alive, but the bottom line is we all have a gut instinct and we have to go by it. Nobody can tell you what to do. And I've learned that, you know, the hard way that my gut instinct is the best thing for me, you know, and I don't do anything I don't want to do anymore. And, it doesn't matter what you say, but at that time I thought, well, maybe this would be good for my career in each episode that we talked about.
Yeah.
But you don't know. It's so easy to look back and say, hindsight, you know, and say, oh, you shouldn't have done that. Can you believe you did that? No. It could have been a big smash as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, let me hear your side of the story, too. We had Joe Walsh in here a couple of months back. Did he introduce you to that sound effect thing that you play in your mouth?
No, he didn't. But he was one of the people that influenced me for it. And we talked about it in 75 before, because we were both on the same build using the same thing, but differently, you know.
Because there was a story going around, and I had to ask Joe about it.
Mm-hmm.
And the story was that he introduced you to that particular little device and that he got mad at you because you never said thanks.
No, that's not true. In fact, I spoke to Joe pretty recently, actually, about all that. And it's so, I don't know where it all came from, because first of all, we both started doing it independently of each other. I started using it because I heard Stevie Wonder on that record, Music of My Mind.
Mm-hmm.
Mary Wants to Be a Superwoman. That's that one. And all over that was the talk box with the synthesizer going through it, doing background vocals. And I just thought it was the best thing since sliced bread and had to find one of those. Then I heard, you know, Joe was using one, and also Jeff Beck had used one. And so I just basically learned to use it myself. No one taught me how to use it. In fact, the first person I ever saw with one was when I was doing that George Harrison session in 1969-70. Pete Drake, the Nashville, he's not with us anymore, God rest his soul. He was the fantastic pedal steel player on Nashville Skyline, and Bob Dylan's mm-hmm. record, amongst many, many others. And he actually made his own talk box, and he set it up right in front of me in Abbey Road Studios when we had a down moment, and started making this pedal steel talk to me, and I flipped. And that was the person who introduced me to it, not Joe Walsh.
Okay. I want to thank you so much for at least this time. This time around,
thank God we got all that Sergeant Pepper stuff out of the way.
This time around, talking about that, and
you feel better about it, don't you?
You feel better.
Well, I feel better, but I want to know: do you feel better?
Yes, we do.
Hey, can I come to the studio next time?
I wish you could.
If we can locate it, would you be willing to wear the Sergeant Pepper costume?
In a word.
Bye, Peter.
Bye.
Peter Frampton.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Port Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The bell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon, that's where we belong. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. Thank you.
all women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey there. Stan and Haney. Friday edition. Dave the Waterman.
Woo! Sorry, buddy.
Dave the Waterman joins us. It's going to be one of those days.
What do you mean, one of those?
Don't worry.
Yeah, what do you mean?
I got
man?
You taken care of
do
today.
You now.
You're taking care of today.
I love it. Love it.
Today's a special holiday, you know. Today's a special day. You know, you got
really?
National Dog Keepers Day.
Right.
You got National, you know, Coffee Day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And today's a special day, too. Hmm. Not yet. This 3 o'clock.
Oh, 3 o'clock.
Just be around at 3 o'clock.
Oh, I'll be here. You know that.
Today is
what?
National Donut Day.
Oh.
And a Krispy Kreme stopped by.
Oh, yeah? You don't say.
Did they? And let's just say some were saved for you.
Uh-huh.
Where... we're gonna put you on the clock.
All right.
Dozen donuts.
Oh, done, son.
Dozen donuts.
Done.
That's a walk in the park.
Done.
Dozen
done.
Donuts.
Done.
In 3 minutes.
Okay. All right. I got it.
We'll put you on the clock.
Okay. I
one dozen variety.
Mm-hmm. Oh, beautiful.
Variety Krispy Kreme donuts. We'll put them right in front of you.
That's just breakfast, man.
Yeah,
that's just
we'll put
starters.
You put you on the clock.
All right,
and we'll see if you can do a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts in 3 minutes.
Walk in the park, Stan. Walk in the park.
If it is a walk in the park, there's more where that came from.
Okay.
Any concerns about sugar belly, though?
Actually, I should be okay.
Maybe you should have some water.
Have you outgrown sugar belly?
No. I actually had a tiny bit of food this morning.
Because you've missed work before because of sugar belly.
Oh, hell yeah.
You also missed work for diverticulitis, which you didn't have.
I got hit in the head with a golf club, missed work. Yep.
Oh, wait, when did you get hit in the head with a golf club and missed
work? Well, not this place.
I'm talking about here.
Oh.
And you notice how I didn't bring up how you got fired for kicking out the windshield?
No.
What
does that have to do with donuts?
What the hell, man?
I'm just saying. You notice how I didn't bring it up?
I have caused trouble. There's no doubt. But, hey, man.
I'm glad you're here,
I'm glad to see you boys, man.
Yeah, well,
I've turned a new leaf, Stan.
Whatever.
He has. He's been doing a lot better.
Thank you, man.
Dozen donuts.
Got it.
In 3 minutes, 3 o'clock
Let's
hour.
Do it, man. I'm pumped.
You think you can handle that?
I'm just concerned about the
sugar belly.
No, the jelly filled ones or something.
I don't know if there's any jelly filled
cream.
Ones.
Yeah,
cream,
like a cream.
Or custard.
Custard. I don't know.
After that yogurt,
I don't know what was set aside for you because I know that there was a glazed.
Right.
Well, that's a piece of cake.
No, that's nothing.
I did see some jelly donuts. I don't know if that's going to be in your batch.
Right.
I think maple covered.
I like those.
Chocolate covered.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Either strawberry or cherry covered.
Some sprinkles.
There might be ones with sprinkles. I'm not too sure.
Right,
3 minutes. 3 minutes. Any regurgitation or any, you know, your cheeks are puffed out and it starts oozing out. Anything that falls, you got to pick it back up.
Yeah.
Shove it back in.
No,
we
got
mouth.
A bucket. By the way, thank
yes.
you for playing that Peter Frampton interview.
Wasn't that great?
I think it's one of the greatest we've ever done.
Yeah, it was a great one.
Because
and I took
all,
out 8 minutes of it.
All of the history leading up to it and then the resolution.
Yep. That was the first time, that one that we had, that was the first time he was back on with us since the hang-up about Sergeant Pepper.
And that's all it was. As soon as he heard Sergeant Pepper, he hung up.
And that was, we've had, you know what? And I heard an interview of his, I'll tell you where, I heard it a couple months ago on Stern, on Satellite. And because he's got that disease now that's affecting his hand, so he's going to have to stop touring after this year.
You just heard, we've had him on many times.
We've had him on many times. And listening to him and listening to the many times, he is just a good man and can communicate very well. We must have caught him on a bad day.
It's amazing because the first time we talked to him, he was out of character that day.
Yeah. And we've talked to him so many times after that. And each and every time he's come on afterwards, he was spectacular.
You know, that Sergeant Pepper thing, can you even get that soundtrack?
It was a soundtrack that, you know, the soundtrack, I think, did quite well.
Well, as you pointed out during the interview, Aerosmith had a hit off it.
Yes.
And at that time, the Bee Gees could do no wrong.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, he was talking, was in the movie.
Yeah, I got to get it into my life.
Mm-hmm. Which was a hit for them.
But that movie and soundtrack, it's as if it never happened.
I know.
They've just put it away. They don't want to draw attention to it.
You know what else is something like it never happened? And somebody brought us a copy of a copy of a copy. But it's almost like the movie FM never happened as well.
Mm-hmm.
Roughly, I think Sergeant Pepper was at 78. FM was, I think, 79. That album, the album from it, soundtrack to kick ass, and the movie... You can't find it anymore. You can't find the movie FM. I don't even know if it's in print. Somebody a couple of months ago, might have been last year, gave us, for lack of a bootleg.
It's easier to find than Song of the South.
Yes, yes it is. And somebody gave us a bootleg of that. What a wonderful movie.
It was a great movie.
What a wonderful movie. But it just seems like... That's tough to get your hands on. The soundtrack, you can get
there
it.
There you go.
That's the trailer to FM. Anybody going to love this one?
Oh, yeah.
But and in that movie.
Q Sky.
You had Tom Petty was in FM.
Max Dugan.
Linda Ronstadt.
Or was it Jeff Dugan?
Look, that's when they... Impossible to happen. The air staff locked themselves in the studio. And it really got the fans going. But yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, the corporate management realized, hey, we can't shut down Q Sky.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Jimmy Buffett in there. And they actually filmed at live concerts in the movie. So they'd bring the film crew to shoot concerts, and then they'd have them do like a little cameo in the movie.
And that was right before I got into radio, and I believe that's the way it was.
Everybody that saw the movie when it came out. I saw it in the theater when it came out, and you thought, that's what it's all about. Yeah.
And I remember, you know, going to the radio station for the first time and going, and you know the building well, where I first touched a microphone.
Yeah.
I'm in front of the building, knowing I'm about to make my debut, and I go, this place looks like a dump. But I'm sure on the inside, it looks like Q Sky.
Yep.
And then I walked in and go,
not Q Sky.
No.
We'll take a break.
Nothing like it.
Stan and Haney.
It was more like Les Brown and his band of renown's nightmare.
96K Rock.
You know, radio is a crazy business, and 96K Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain, which begs the perfectly logical question. Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Got a guy that texted in because Dave's going to be doing the Donut Day Challenge.
Woo. Donut Dave, yeah.
Dozen donuts in 3 minutes,
yeah.
And they're already coming in saying it can't be done. can't be done.
And what are we, a dozen donuts in what?
3 minutes.
It can't be done?
They say it can't be done.
Oh, come
they,
on.
They, that averages out to a donut every 15 seconds.
Oh.
All right.
Well, maybe we better give him more time then.
No. Yeah.
I don't want him choking.
No, he ain't going to choke.
No.
It's when you eat slow, you choke.
That's right.
I found what is evidently the trailer for the 1978 version of Sgt. Pepper.
Oh, you do? Roll them.
It was 20 years ago today. Sgt. Pepper taught the band to play. They've been going in and out of style, but they're guaranteed to raise a smile. So we introduce to you the action over all these years. Sgt. Pepper's.
There he is. Yeah, that's Peter Frampton singing that with the Bee Gees backing him.
Yeah.
From the Heartland, he left his musical instruments. These instruments have the power to make dreams come true. And as long as they remained in the Heartland's care, humanity would live happily forever after.
I'm fascinated by this.
I know you are.
I wonder whose idea that was, the initial idea.
I told you, it's in the interview. He talked about it in the interview.
Love is you, sweetie.
Steve Martin?
Yeah, Steve Martin's in it. Doesn't haunt him.
Oh, he's bulletproof. Come together. Aerosmith?
It harmed Frampton, and it didn't do the Bee Gees any good.
Didn't hurt Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Didn't hurt them. Is that on Blu-ray, September 26, 2017? It came out in 2017 on Blu-ray.
You're kidding. I gotta watch it again.
Yeah, you do. Ah, it's a time capsule. All right, let's do the grab bag.
Hold on, you said in the interview he said who's was it Stigwood?
Yes,
it was his idea
because he told Frampton that Paul McCartney was going to be in the movie.
I know he produced it. I'm talking about who thought it would be a good idea for the Bee Gees to take on the Beatles.
Well, he said that's how he got Peter Frampton signed.
No, I know that's how he got Frampton, but I'm just wondering. Where this came from, where you know what would be a good idea, Stan, is if we remade Sgt. Pepper with the Bee Gees.
They often compared the Bee Gees to the Beatles.
Yeah, the worst of that was Casey Kasem.
And, there's what you...
You know what I'm... Come on, think about it. Sgt. Pepper's, we've had Saturday Night Fever, we've had Grease. Sgt. Pepper's right there in the bucket. It's going to make millions.
I'd like to see it again.
Alice Cooper?
Yeah, they were. I mean, it was really, it was big. It was a major deal.
And it's disappeared.
Yeah. Well, it's available now on Blu-ray. it came out September of 2017.
That's how long it took.
Yep. That's how long it took. Grab bag.
How do you spell that?
Dave?
G-R-A-B-B-A-G. Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Grab bag.
Yeah.
Grab bag.
Back to those elementary school days.
Grab a bag.
You know?
A bag of grab.
Yep. Bag of grab. Grab
a
bag.
How do you spell Earth? E-A-R-T-H.
T-H.
Earth.
Earth.
How do you spell Dave?
D-A-V-E Dave.
See? That night school, elementary school did wonders for him.
Taught me everything I need to know.
It's hard to believe this much time has passed, but happy anniversary. 20th anniversary, Napster.
It's the 20th anniversary of Napster. What? And they're celebrating by resharing some of the songs that made them rich. Like Metallica. And even the Beatles.
You never give me your money.
You didn't need to give any money because it was the equivalent of a CD store leaving the front door unlocked. So celebrate the 20th anniversary of ripping off music at Napster with Napster co-founders Sean Fanning,
now worth more than $100 million,
and Sean Parker,
net worth $2.4 billion.
Napster, crime does pay.
That's what it was. 20 years ago. Ladies and gentlemen, the FBI...
It was 20 years ago today.
The FBI is looking for the sweatpant bandit.
Oh, no.
Yes, and it's her.
She enters the bank and it's a verbal demands, very aggressive. She's left each bank with an undisclosed amount. One of the things that we would ask folks to be on the lookout is that she does show up in, hence the name Sweatpant Bandit, very heavy sweatpant attire. Full-length sweatpants from head to toe, a hoodie over her head, dark sunglasses. Big five that folks kind of see these red flags.
Yeah, it's happening in Oklahoma. As they're waiting for her to rob another.
And how about this? Tonight, a serial bank robber whose crime and choice...
Yeah, right there.
She is covered.
Yep.
She could go to a Muslim country and not have any problems.
No problem. Walk the streets. This is not a lie. This is the truth for this. There is a new healthy beer called 26.2 Brew. Why do they call it 26.2 Brew? Because that's the number of miles in a marathon. It's described as a crisp, light ale developed for runners by runners.
Yeah.
It's lower in alcohol and carbs and has healthy ingredients like Himalayan sea salt and coriander. What's next?
I like riding a bike, but I also like a good beer. And that's why I drink this, Cyclist's Beer. It's lighter than most beers. And when I'm done, I just throw the can. Because when I'm pedaling a $1,000 bike, I'm not slowing down to throw that in a trash can. Some bum will pick it up. Cyclist's Brew. It's new.
Will you move?
No, you are in my lane. Stupid cars.
Yeah, what's next?
Hi, ladies. I'm the weird guy at the 10 a.m. yoga class when most guys are at work. I like yoga, but I also like drinking beer. And that's why I drink this yoga beer.
Oh, God.
It's perfect. I can drink it while I'm doing the doggy down-down or whatever it's called. And when I'm done... just set my can over here while I check out the other cans. Yoga beer. It's new.
Hey, oh, listen.
I got a great idea.
What?
Stan and Haney with Dave Jr. and D-Train redo Yellow Submarine.
No!
Love it.
Then you do it. You play my part, too.
Because you're done with play acting.
I'm done.
Yeah, heard about that.
I destroyed him.
Yeah, you must have.
I was his director, and he shan't work again.
Ever.
I spoiled it all for him.
Yep, forever.
He shan't tread the boards again.
NBA Finals last night. Golden State Warriors and the Toronto Raptors. Something happened during the game.
To the front court in a 10-point game. Swatted away. Ibaka Lowry diving into the seats to save it.
He's upset with a fan. Lowry and a fan join. Lowry obviously felt the fan did something inappropriate. Looks like he's saying he pushed me. Goes in and goes crashing into the fan. There you see the guy. There's that in the blue shirt.
You see there that guy fan with the left arm pushing him.
Who was that guy? He was the minority owner of the Golden State Warriors, Mark Stevens. And, well, he got banned from the NBA for a year.
May I ask why, Stan? When these basketball players go for a loose ball, knowing full well they're launching themselves into defenseless people.
You didn't see it. He wasn't near. Lowry landed to another side of him. He was not one that was crushed. He's standing up and shoving.
And, yeah, because the guy's being a dick.
And here's Lowry afterwards saying that this is uncalled for in the NBA.
I was furious. I'm not going to lie. There's no room in our game for that.
Sound like
things
could have
been a lot different if I reacted a different way. A guy like that shouldn't be a part of our league. That's my personal opinion. That's just how I feel.
I thought that wasn't even the top story. I thought the top story was the majority owner's wife talking over Beyonce to Jay-Z.
Oh, that's horrible.
I thought that was the big story.
The part owner...
Because it aggravated the Bay Hive.
Was banned for 1 year because he shoved Kyle Lowry.
Kyle Lowry shouldn't be in the stands.
Then they got to do it like it was in the old days, put up cages.
They should.
That's what basketball players were called when it first started. They were called cagers.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at, like, old pictures from, like, the 1940s, 30s, they used to have to put nets all around the basketball court. There's a classic picture of a basketball game going on at the old Madison Square Garden, and it was completely caged in. There you go. There.
And
they called them, and that's where the basketball players got the nickname Cagers, because it looked like they played in a cage.
Now, they need to go back to that, because when you've got the people with the most money, the closest to the court, and you know what?
Well, Larry David had a problem with that.
Mm-hmm. Loose balls happen. But I just got a sneaking suspicion they don't happen naturally as often as they actually occur.
I haven't seen an NBA game in about 10 years.
No, but I've seen a lot of pictures of gentlemen that are 6'8" that are about four rows deep into spectators with a smirk on his face. Just think about that. You're out there sweating. You're working. You're wearing a sleeveless shirt. You've got intense body odor. And you see all these pretty people in the front rows.
Yeah.
And oops, there goes a loose ball. Watch this. I'm spreading out like a boid.
Oh, God.
You're telling me that never happened?
I don't think that that happens.
Ever.
They risk an awful lot of injury going into seats. Going into chairs, going into that area. I mean, I still remember.
What if they see a little chicky they want to impress?
I don't know.
Very true.
And they land on her, and then they get their scent all over her, and go, "Oh, I'm so sorry."
Get the pheromones.
Yeah.
On.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'd do it.
I know you would.
Damn.
That's why. You know, I'm just playing along with you on this conversation because I know you would do it.
You know who else would do it?
Who?
Bill Laimbeer. He didn't need an excuse to flop.
No. Dana Carvey. Going to be the voice of Pops in The Secret Life of Pets 2, which comes out today. He's talking about how he does the voice.
Essentially, Lionel Barrymore from It's a Wonderful Life is the core of a grumpy old man. We all had grumpy old men in our lives. Like, you know, the guy, your ball would go into his yard, and he'd go, "It's mine now," right? That guy?
Flippity flew.
Professor Pops?
Yes, Pickles.
I gotta make a poop.
Oh, you know where to do that. Find a shoe.
Yeah, because they're pets.
Flippity flew. And we liked it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm going to test your memory a little bit. But in the old morning show days...
Oh, jeez.
Didn't we...
I blacked that out.
I mean, too. Didn't we have Dr. John on? I believe we did.
If we did, it would have been a tremendous effort by me. And I probably wound up being embarrassed because... The host of the morning show didn't really know who...
I remember him being on.
I wouldn't... I'd say it's 50-50.
Dr. John passed away yesterday of a heart attack.
I know that you're talking about a time when I was producing the show, and yeah, I would have booked him if I could have.
I want to say that he was on. He was 77, New Orleans music legend.
I've been in the right place, but it must have been the wrong time. My head is in a bad place, but I'm having such a good time. So don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Take me out to the ball game. Oh, that's the sweetest going round. Keeps you down in New Orleans.
Just a little sample. He did it. They used his music in an awful lot of movies.
Mm-hmm.
He was very good.
And universally respected.
Yep.
Played on a lot of records.
Hall of Fame, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2011.
And he was also that Cinemax special that I always tell you about. Where it was Eric Clapton, B.B. King, Albert King, Stevie Ray Vaughan. They had Dr. John on the keyboards that night for the all-star band.
His music was in Sleepless in Seattle, The Princess and the Frog.
And he did
the Jungle Book.
And he did a duet with Etta James that was just incredible.
We're going to take a break. We're going to bring into the room one dozen Krispy Kreme donuts. Dave, I'll eat anything Waterman. We'll have 3 minutes to eat a dozen donuts. I will, because everybody's saying it can't be done. Here's what I'm going to do.
What do you got, bud?
It does seem like it.
Here's what I'm going to do.
Can't. Yeah. 15 seconds.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you a break on that.
Awesome.
Oh, it's still going to be 12 donuts in 3 minutes. But at any time during the 3 minutes
right. That
you're eating the donuts,
mm-hmm.
and you say to Haney, you say to me, hold it, bro.
Right.
I need a break. I will give you a 30-second break to get it out of your mouth. Make sure that you got to swallow
it. Oh, okay. I got it.
But I'll give you a 30-second break, so we'll take it as full as 3.5 minutes. 30-second mm-hmm. break.
One break.
To catch your breath.
How confident are you, Dave?
I'm feeling pretty good today.
Do you feel like Stan is being foolish to even challenge you?
Oh, absolutely. Come
so
on.
You think that's foolish?
Yeah, dude, you
would you go so far as looking Stan in the eye and saying, child, please?
Yeah. Child, please.
All right, we'll find out. Dozen donuts, 3 minutes.
It's me, baby.
A 30-second break.
It's
coming
me.
Up, we're Stan and Haney.
It's the big W.
96. Woo! K-Rock.
Whatever you do, Stan, don't press the red button. Damn it. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, Emery, come on in, Matt. Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. National Donut Day.
Woo! Oh, you weren't kidding. That is an awesome shirt you got there,
John
Matt.
Guy?
Yeah.
Part of Perks of the Job, you know, free t-shirts.
I like it.
Dave is going to eat a dozen Krispy Kreme attempt to eat a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts in 3 minutes with a 30-second break. If need be, at any time.
And most of those donuts are a little crusty. They've been sitting around since about 6 o'clock
this
morning.
I just looked at them. They're as fresh as the day they were baked. They're fine.
Really?
Absolute Law.
Fresh as the day they were baked.
Crunch a little.
Absolute Law text line.
Fresh as the year they were baked.
Krispy Kreme sugar belly. Yeah. It'll mess you up, brah.
I know, brah.
You're famous for sugar belly.
Yeah, I know.
I'll let this. I bet that nincompoop can't eat 6 donuts in 3 minutes.
Oh, come on. Not today,
Look at this one. Hey, Stan, I will volunteer myself to come over and be a medical assistant just in case Dave chokes and I have to give him mouth-to-mouth. Signed, Danny.
Oh, that's nice of you, Dan. That was very nice of him.
Finally found a fan,
yeah,
Danny.
I tell you. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you. When I first said this, you didn't bat an eyebrow at it.
No, man. Don't bother him.
This would be his cake for you, right?
Ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Everything just perfect. Now, Matt's here in case you need assistance in finding a donut, being handed a donut.
He's like the corner man.
Yeah, like a cut man.
Yeah, like a cut
damn
man.
Right.
Yeah. Anything that, you know, that you need.
If you find yourself in trouble, Dave, just go cut me, Matt.
All right, no problem.
Yeah. And if at any...
Come on, Mick, cut me.
If at any time, you say, hold it, that's when the 30-second break will kick in. Then you have 30 seconds to finish
what's
in your mouth.
Well, hold it is a lot to say. Would you prefer to have just a safe word?
Or a hand signal?
Do you have a safe word?
Signal?
A safe word?
How about woo?
I don't know if you're going to be able to woo.
That's true.
Probably something easier
word,
to say.
Because you got to do something. Or at least
what do you got?
Maybe
you got
slap
for
your
me?
Hand on there. Maybe,
maybe a tap out.
Tap out. And then that gives you 30 seconds.
Yeah.
All right. There we go. That's it.
Are you sure?
That's 30 seconds right here.
Rob, will you bring in the donuts, please, so that Dave can take a look at them?
Yeah, just inspect them.
Yep.
It's a nice cross-section of donuts.
Yeah, I got to take
we'll
a look.
He has not seen the donuts yet.
He has not seen the donuts.
He'll be given a look at the donuts so he can develop a strategy.
Right. There you go. Now look at look what we got. Look what we have here.
Look at that.
We have glaze.
Get some. Woo! Sprinkle a strawberry.
Have a whiff of all that sugar, Stan.
Oh, look at one of the maple glazed ones over
there. I don't know what that is.
That's like a coffee donut.
This has got something. No, that's not filled.
No, wait, nope.
All right.
Now, have you had anything to eat today, Dave?
That I have. I started off, made a sub today.
Good. And what was on the sub?
It was an Italian.
Oil and vinegar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're coated. Your stomach's coated.
Yeah.
You think? Align the donuts any way that you want.
Align them. Just grab them.
Well, you're going to just go
so,
and grab.
So you're going to go about this willy-nilly? You don't have a strategy, as to which donut comes first?
Oh, already looking to see which ones I'm going
to. You get any
first.
Crumbs in my nice, clean studio,
bro.
And you're a dead man.
Yeah.
If you do.
Come on, boss.
Matt, please. The regular rules don't apply. This is a competition, an exhibition.
And Dave will clean up afterwards.
Yeah,
he does have a vomit bucket.
Vomit bucket nearby, just in case.
My go-to bucket there.
Do you have any strategy?
I'm going to start with this one here, this glaze.
Well, they can't see that
on
the radio.
Okay, well, what I'm saying is I'm going to start.
An unusual glaze on it.
Well, let me see
What do you?
Oh, yeah, that's the one I was messing with.
What?
No.
They all look a little mushed where they've all been fingered, man.
They have not.
Wouldn't bother you if they were, would it, Dave?
Not fingered, Dave.
Well, they've been.
All right, I got a stopwatch on my watch.
Sorry, boss.
I did. Oh, is this? Oh, yeah, I think I got it right here.
You got Are you ready?
We got competition music for him.
Yeah, what do we got?
Yeah, I'm waiting on you.
All right. All right, here we go. Dave the Waterman, 12 donuts for National Donut Day in 3 minutes.
All right, you
ready?
Yep.
Go.
Hey-o.
Clock is running. Donut number one underway.
I'm not making a mess.
Still, you got about 15 seconds to eat.
Donut's already half gone.
Yeah, well, he's 11 seconds into it. You gotta finish it. Now you're overdue. Come on.
Yeah, what? Hold on, dude.
You got 3 minutes to do this.
He's still at half a donut.
He's so slow, like a girl.
Shut up. You gotta soften it up, bro.
We're at 37 seconds.
You notice the head bob while he eats?
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
he's an athlete.
You're a headbanger.
He's an athlete.
You've got a lot to go.
I'm rock and rolling.
Stop talking. Are you on number two? Come on, go.
No, I'm done with it.
The engineer will get upset if you drool glazed donut into the microphone.
Coming up on a minute. Coming up on 1 minute.
Shut up, dude.
No chance.
1 minute.
Is that the second donut, I hope?
Yeah, that's the second donut, and he still can't do it.
You got it, man.
What a girl.
That's a lot to do.
Oh, what are you talking about? You said no problem.
I didn't realize it was going to coagulate like
to
he's
eat
going.
The donut.
If you can say coagulate, you're not trying
yep,
hard
you're
enough.
Not, thank you, Haney. You're not trying hard. Come on. Eat. There he goes. He's there. That's competition eating right there.
There you go.
That's competition eating. You're halfway there. Thank you, Matt. Feed him the donut. 1 minute, 35 seconds. 1 minute, 35 seconds.
Oh, God.
That's epic.
Do you need to take your 30-second break? Keep going.
That's epic. Look at the determination on that young man's face.
What? You're eating like a girl. Come on.
Sometimes we forget he's a 45-year-old man.
2 minutes. 2 minutes. Matt, how many is he in?
This is the third one.
Third can't be done. He can't even eat a half dozen. Stop talking. Stop talking. Do you want to take your 30-second
the
break?
The guts. The determination.
Do you need to take your 30-second break? Yes? What? No? You've got 35 seconds.
Dave, the vein in your
cheeks
forehead's about
are
to explode.
Bulging.
What? I can't believe you can't eat. Stop he, looking at me.
He looks like a monkey.
Eat.
He's done that.
20 seconds. Close your mouth.
And down he goes. And down he goes. Down goes Dave. Down goes Dave.
Give me some of your Kleenex over there. Dave? He's having fun.
He loves this.
It all went south when I made the observation that he looks like a monkey.
Come on, man.
Dude.
Suck it up, Dave. Come on.
What happened?
You spilled your soda.
Help.
Now you're in trouble.
How'd that happen, man?
You idiot.
I'm sorry. That's ridiculous, dude. That's not possible.
Oh, it's not possible. You said you could do it.
You did better with the milk.
So I think that's his 30-second break. And
That's his 30-second break. That's your 30-second break. Now we can begin again.
What?
Go.
Oh.
you're not done.
How much are they eating stuff out of the trash?
He also looked a little like Adam Schiff when his eyes started to bulge.
You're at 4 minutes and 13 seconds. Go.
Well done.
Come on!
Why can't you talk now?
Because I'm trying to catch my breath.
So your 30 seconds are up. Go!
Shut up!
Go! Donut number what, Matt?
Four?
Donut number four. Go!
You got this.
Come on! Look at you. See, that was before. That was faking. Come on. Now the competition
for real.
Is real.
No, I'm just me laughing, bro.
Come on. We're at 5 minutes now. That's way over. Go. Keep going. You had your 30 seconds. Stop talking to me.
If you're
talking to me, you're not eating.
I'm thinking about how disappointed Billy's going to be.
Oh.
Do it for Billy.
Do it for Billy.
Come on, Dave.
Dave, do it for Billy.
You can do this, brah. You can do it, brah.
Come on. Do it for...
Do it for the kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do it for all the Billys out there.
That's right, Dave. You're the hero.
Yeah. They all want to be you.
Then I'm right.
Oh, there we go.
They dream.
Hey, stop eating just the glazed ones. Get some with some toppings on them.
Yeah. Some fillings.
Oh!
Come on!
No!
All right, here's the deal. Obviously, you're wimping out like a girl.
No! So, I did not!
So what we're going to do, you got one whole donut in your hand with one bite. I want you to eat that in 20 seconds. Go.
There he goes.
10 seconds.
There he goes. He's going to do it. He can do it. Look at that little monkey run.
Can't eat your fingers.
Oh, there he goes.
There he is.
You got it.
And yeah. You did it.
He got it.
You did it.
Dave,
yeah.
Look at him go. Look at him go. The face of a champion.
I'm going to be a diabetic, man.
Are you done? You done? You do want to do one more?
One yeah, more. One more.
One more.
One more.
Come on,
one more.
One more.
There he goes.
One more. Get it out of it. You gotta
this is
him.
Incredible. What a
him.
Demonstration. The triumph of the will right here. The human spirit.
Don't you spit that up. Don't you dare spit that up. Not in this clean room. Don't spit. No.
Oh, God. And I guess it's over.
Are you telling me he couldn't? Is he spitting it out?
No.
He's trying not to.
Don't you spit that
out. He's doing it for safety.
You swallow all of that donut. Go. Come on now. Swallow. I want to see the. Everything.
Smile for the camera, yeah. Dave. Smile. Big smile. There we go. Oh, the donuts are about to take a dive. He's got the headphone.
I got it.
That could have been.
Did he finish the donut?
Dave, did you finish the donut?
Well, sure did.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So he ate, how many is that? 7? I got that. So he left 7, which means he ate 5, right? Is that what that? Oh, you're disgusting! You turn to the kid. Oh, my God!
This is
spectacular. What a competitor.
We'll get.
Dude, I got donut on the mic.
Go to the bathroom, and we'll get full commentary.
No, he means actually go to the bathroom. Not here.
No, not. Don't go in a bucket here. Go to the bathroom. Big baby, big crybaby, couldn't even do it.
Spectacular.
We'll be back. Stan and Haney. 96 K-Rock.
A distant deep space civilization has been consistently sending signals to the people of Earth for millennia. For the past 2 decades, we've been sending them this. Then, they stopped sending the signal. Oh well, f*** them if they can't take a joke. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey everybody, Stan and Haney. If you missed the live feed on our Facebook page, you can see everything that happened with Dave the Waterman up on our Facebook page. It's been posted up there. A lot of reaction. 96.1% of the people knew exactly what was going on. There was one person that didn't know what was going on.
How could you not know what was going on?
Absolute Law text line. Another epic fail by Girl Waterman. How many did Dave swallow before tossing?
Well, Dave, get over here.
How many did you
get on the mic?
How many did you have? Yeah, because I can't turn that
I know.
One on.
I got down 5, I believe.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did.
4.5.
Yeah, 4.5.
4.75.
D-Train joins us. Hi, D-Train.
Hi. I was going to be disappointed even if he ate all 12 because we all know a real dozen's 13.
Yeah, well that's a baker's dozen.
Yeah.
It's a big... open your throat, Dave, and take it all. You know how to do it.
Yeah, he does.
Certainly no Cool Hand Luke.
Nope.
Well, I'll tell you this. Dave's gag reflex is alive and working.
Alive and working. How do you feel, buddy?
Feel? I feel I'm not bad. I just had a big sugar snot, so that was pretty gnarly.
Okay, yeah, we got it. Trust me, it was filmed.
Well, the sad part is even though he didn't complete the task, he molested all the donuts that are left.
Oh, yeah.
So basically trash, too.
Man. So there's a whole kitchen full of them
The sales staff
there.
Who was wanting the remainders, they're just...
Oh, they've already eaten them.
Yeah, do you want a couple donuts?
I'm on the wagon. I can't eat donuts.
Dave, it seems that...
I was addicted to them.
A turning point in this entire venture was when I observed that you looked like a monkey.
Yes, very much so, Henny. That was a trigger in my mind.
Trigger? That was an out.
Well, let's talk about what that trigger was, and I want you to show D-Train and Stan why you laugh, because you know that you can make yourself look like a monkey.
Oh, absolutely, and the reason is because it reminded me thinking back when I was a kid, and I'd look in the mirror. Now, hold on, Stan. See, look, just like this, right here. Yeah, dude.
Man-chi-chi.
He looks just
Man-chi-chi.
Like a monkey.
Looks like a Man-chi-chi. Sucker thumb.
Yeah, dude. You're not laughing.
No, I'm not.
What's your problem?
Because I don't know what you're trying to pull. I know what you were up to.
What the hell, man?
I know exactly what you were up to.
Bro.
Is that a free shirt you got from your fishing trip?
Oh, no, I got this from the sports radio guys next door.
Oh, right.
And he has worn it for 2 weeks straight.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. It's sweet, man.
Wick away.
Love this shirt, dude. Yeah,
whatever. How you been?
I'm doing good. I just got back from a little physical therapy to get my back straightened out, and I can walk right now.
Now, what's wrong with your back? Because you're always working out and being healthy.
It's the same thing when I worked here. I'd be fine, and then one day, it just feels like someone's jabbing me in the back. I was in Texas. I had a bunch of crap walking around the airports, and it just, when I got back from Texas, I couldn't walk, and then I had to suffer through a 17-hour drive. And the weird thing is, it gets worse the more I'm stationary. So if I get up and move, like yesterday, I worked until 10, I was fine. But like if I'm sitting down or when I wake up from sleeping, I'm all seized up. I can't move.
So do you know what it is?
A sciatic nerve.
Oh, that's when it really hurts.
Yeah, that's when it goes down and then radiates around your butt.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Did you see all the D-Day stuff? I was thinking about you with...
Yeah, I saw a lot of it, shared a lot of it. I actually have a gentleman I met out in Texas. He actually had the B&B I stayed out. Him and his wife are in Normandy now, and when they get back, he's going to come on my World War II podcast and talk about the going-ons over there for the 75th anniversary.
And there were so many things going on observing D-Day. The one that I don't know if you heard it or not, but...
Sam Elliott?
No, not Sam Elliott. But there was, as all of these other things were going on, a guy that was at D-Day was being buried in Arlington.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep, I heard that. Hold on, let's see who's... This person's been here a long time.
No. Oh,
turn your radio down or I'll hang up on you. Turn your radio down.
I'm just trying to hear it. That's
ahoy, who's this?
My name's Ray.
Rick?
Ray.
Ray? Ray?
Yeah.
What's going on?
You're good with names.
What's going on,
Ray? What's going on? How you guys doing?
Good. What's
Fantastic.
Up?
Fantastic.
I like your show. You got a good show.
Thanks, Rick.
Ray.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Rob.
But sadly, real quick, the winds were so high that the fine people from the round canopy jump team weren't able to jump the first waves because they had a bunch of B-47s over there, and they had the people jumping in full gear. But the winds were high for the first run, so they had to wait until later in the day to do the jumps.
Yeah, that 97-year-old guy was incredible.
That was something.
Yeah, everything was going good until his fella on his back fell on him. During the landing. You see that part?
Yeah, they don't talk about that.
Yeah, it came a little hot, fell right on him.
I didn't discuss that.
That's when they cut out on the news.
Yeah.
Everything was good?
277-9600. We've got a few minutes. We got the old gang here, Dave, D-Train, Haney, myself. We've got some prizes for you.
Any surprises?
If you can, what?
I said any surprises?
No.
No.
No. that we're here every day is a surprise.
It is.
We have contribute. Maybe we'll throw you a prize. Barbecue saw, pewter mug. I got one pair of SeaWorld left.
With the Sesame Street?
Yep. Sesame Street Land, now open at SeaWorld Orlando. Our buddy Brian Kilmeade from Fox and Friends, going to be at the Southwest Florida Event Center. I saw Brian Kilmeade when he was, last time he was here. Fantastic to listen. And then he does a Q&A and lets everybody ask him questions.
Yeah, we had a great conversation with him.
Yeah, we did. Bam's Restaurant, Subway gift card. $25 to Sunshine Ace Hardware, 277-9600, if you'd like to call in. Let us know what you thought of Dave and his great donut fail.
Is that a hamburger or a stack of pancakes on your hat?
That is a clam.
You can see it, right? The stack of pancakes?
That's a clam. A 277.
What team is that?
That is the Rays minor league team that are called the Clams.
Where are they out of?
They're out of, I got to think for a second. They might be in the Carolinas.
Okay.
They're down, it's a southern team.
They do a lot of clamming.
And that's their little deal. 277-9600. How is, hold on. 277-9600. How's the Dave the Waterman podcast going? He's a little uneasy with your brother doing it with you.
It's coming along pretty well.
Well, because your brother is a big screen, right?
Yeah, he's you know, he comes in at a good 55 inches. And, you know, I need somebody who actually, you know, does a little show prep and some content.
I couldn't agree with you more. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Adam.
Hey, Adam.
How you doing, brother? I just want to comment and say, Dave, I was very, I was on his side, but that was sad. Four donuts.
Well, he says he did five.
There were five left.
We'll have to go to the tape.
But I think when he took his 30-second break, which was 2 minutes, he ate a fifth donut.
And he's a skinny guy, man. You talk about
skinny.
How much beer you drink.
Skinny as a rail.
I figure he could slam at least seven.
That's what I thought. I think,
you know, on a different day, maybe he could.
Yeah, he did have an Italian sub, so that took up a lot of space.
Yeah. Can I get?
But I've been listening to your show for probably 2 years now, and
yes.
It seems like Dave does a lot of talking and showboating.
Yeah, he does.
He's a superstar.
He ain't a superstar. Can I get you something?
If you got SeaWorld tickets,
yeah,
I'd love
you're
to
going. Hold on. Hold on. 277-9600. Oh, this is a good song.
Yeah, it is.
Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, it's Corey. How are you?
Hey, Corey.
Hey, question and a comment.
Yes.
The question, who are you talking to with the World War II podcast? D-Train?
Yeah, D-Train's in the studio with us.
Well, I did not know about that podcast, but I'm
WTSPWorldWar2.com.
Okay, like I'll remember that, but okay. All right. No, actually, I will look it up. And the comment, I just want you guys to know, not that you guys play Weird Al on the station there, but I took the kids to see Weird Al last night in Fort Lauderdale, and
yeah.
He just started his new tour, and you should is still around, and it's an amazing show. I just want you to know.
That's well, okay. We love Weird Al.
Yeah, we've played Weird Al on the show before.
Many a time.
Oh, well. Yeah, okay, well.
All right, bro.
Just, so you know, hey, he's around. Go see him.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, he is around. 277-9600.
Wasn't he kind of famous for doing wardrobe changes and whole big...
No, that's Cher.
Oh. You're thinking of Cher.
Ahoy, Cher. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy.
This is Brittany.
Okay, hi, Brittany. Jeez, that voice. How are you, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, baby?
I just wanted to call and say hi.
Hi.
And
is anybody tending to that child?
He's in a bucket. He's all right.
Yeah, I got two of them.
Okay. And are they okay? You got them safely off the countertop or anything like that?
Trying to. Okay. He likes to jump off the couch.
That's well, they're good. Pretty lucky they got Brittany for a mommy.
Yeah, they sure are.
You want to say hi? Go ahead, say hi.
Hi. What's your name?
What's up? Liam.
What?
Liam.
Hi, Liam. That's good. You got some great kids there. What can I do for you, sweetheart?
Hey, I want to win
SeaWorld
tickets.
All gone.
Stan.
All gone.
Dollar short and daily.
Yeah, but I can get you something else if you want. You want to take the kids to eat?
Yeah.
I got Subway if you want.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I'm going to set you up with $20 to Subway to get everybody food.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. What's her name? Courtney?
Brittany.
Keep those kids off the couch.
Yeah.
Brittany and Liam and the other one.
Yeah, and the other one.
The other one.
Yeah.
The one we don't speak of.
Yeah. See, amazing. A gal like Cindy there taking care of two kids and still has time to call a radio station.
That's how Dave's parents referred to him.
Well, you know what? You got to make room for fun.
Yep, you have to make room for priorities. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Adam.
Hey, Adam.
How you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just called and said that I was coming towards Dave, and he basically didn't eat he planned on eating on the donut.
Yep, he didn't.
That was pretty hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty hilarious. He tried half-acidly.
Half-acidly?
Yeah. Look at Dave. And the thing is, you're talking about Dave, but he's just looking at his fingernails.
Like he has like a ladybug on him.
No, from Dave's perspective, his work is done.
Yeah.
He's blown his wad for the day.
Yeah.
Kicking his feet
kinda
up.
Kind of the usual par for the course. what can I get you?
I was calling about those SeaWorld tickets.
Hold it.
Everybody's calling about it.
We already gave away the SeaWorld tickets.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I just wanted to comment, but I appreciate it.
All right. That's okay, buddy.
Hey, Stan. Steve here.
Hey, Steve.
What do I got to do to get some of them SeaWorld tickets?
Sold out.
Oh. I'll eat 24 donuts.
Can you... okay. People want to know about your podcast.
Oh, boy.
Can you spell out the URL for the podcast?
What's the easy way to find it?
Easiest way to find all three of them, just go to d-410.com. Now, for those of you who don't know, the hyphen is the sideways dash next to the zero on your keyboard.
What?
d-410.com.
D-hyphen.
Hold it. Head tap double backslash. What?
www.d-hyphen. 410.com.
Got it?
Wait a second.
Do you not know what a hyphen is? Seriously?
I know what a hyphen is.
D is in D train.
Okay, hold on.
Hyphen.
Hold on.
Four.
www.
Well, you forgot the HTTP colon
forward slash. Head tap. Double backslash.
Yep.
www.
Dot.
Go ahead.
D is in D train.
D.
Hyphen.
That's a dash,
that's
right?
That's a slash. Kind of like the line. See on your keyboard right next to the zero? That little line? That guy?
Dash?
Yep. D hyphen.
D.
410.
Dash.
Dash. There you go.
A hyphen's a dash.
Yes, exactly.
Dash
410.
www.d-4410.com. What does the 410 stand for?
Remember back in the day when we didn't trust the internet? Back when before we put our real names on everything, we had to have screen names?
Well, Stan still hasn't done it.
Yeah, I haven't. What are you talking about?
Well, my original screen name back in like 1997 was Donovan 410. Yeah, because we all had handles kind of like, my Xbox screen name is Donovan 410. Well, when I first moved to California, my website was D-410. And I just kept it for the last.
When are we going to get back to playing video games again?
I don't know. Maybe this weekend. Well, I'll try. Well, I'm going to be in Tampa all Saturday because I'm going to the Army Ball. They want us to set up a World War II stuff there for the actual legitimate Army. But I'll be back. I don't know. I should be back late Saturday night.
Destiny is. They're doing something in the near future that supposedly should. Yeah. Well. They're trying to expand it now that they don't have to deal with Activision.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to make it so for new players, they can play through like the first mission on the original Destiny and get caught up quicker.
When is Destiny going to come out with their Fortnite-esque expansion? Because it seems like all games are going to the whole Fortnite parachute-in theory. Like all of them, like the new Call
of
Duty.
You mean like PUBG?
Yeah, like PUBG. Yeah. And Call of Duty and all the other ones.
No, no.
What's that?
They're not doing that.
Atlas Pro B, whatever it is.
They got a big expansion coming out, though.
Cool.
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Matt. How you guys doing?
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Doing good. You guys are big BB Cakes fans, obviously.
What are we?
BB Cakes.
Phoebe, oh, you're darn right, Phoebe Cakes. You darn right.
Yeah, I saw the poster there in the studio on Facebook.
Yeah.
I just want, there was a movie like in the early 80s that she was in. It was a ripoff of Blue Lagoon.
Paradise.
Paradise. Mm-hmm. Have you heard that song? The theme song that she sings?
No.
No.
Oh, do yourself a favor. It's like an angel.
Oh, my God. I just wish she would have quit before Drop Dead Fred, because that killed her.
And you know something about that?
Well, Private School was another big winner, too.
Paradise was released after Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but was filmed before Fast Times. She has said many times, regretted doing that film and doesn't know why her family allowed. She was only 17 when that film was shot. It came out well after she was 18. But let's put it this way. That film wouldn't be made today with a 17-year-old.
Correct. Yeah. But
you're right.
And cue that up on the YouTube. It's awesome.
You're right. She is otherworldly. Angelic.
Yep. Hey, can I get you something, buddy?
No, I'm good.
All right, brother. Sir. All right, man. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer, your emails. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Garrett, Hawaii 5-0.
Batman.
Kojak.
Frank Cannon.
Jim Rock.
Stan here.
This is 86 calling control.
I'm Mark Haney.
John Robinson commanding.
That's speaking.
Are you finished?
Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us. We'll get you caught up on traffic with Dave the Waterman. News headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails. But first, I want to tell you about what's happening June the 14th and 15th. It's the Coastal Outfitters Cat Daddy Challenge.
Now you won that the last time, didn't you?
Hands down. Friday is going to be the captain's meeting at Fathoms in Cape Harbor. That'll go from 6 to 8 p.m. Then Saturday, June the 15th, you're going to go out and catch yourself some catfish, weigh in at Port Sanibel Marina. You know about that place, Dave, right?
Mm, damn right.
Starting at 1 p.m. Jeez. Yeah, Dave knows everybody at Port Sanibel Marina. The only thing is, nobody knows him. You can sign up for this thing at 96krock.com. $200, that's it, for a team of four. $3,000 for first place for the heaviest bucket of catfish. Again, if you want to get your boat and your team into the Coastal Outfitters Cat Daddy Challenge, time is running out, so act fast. Go to 96krock.com to sign up, get all the details. Then you go and do yourself some fishing. Yeah, Dave knows the whole gang
there
at Port Sanibel Marina.
Absolutely, man.
Knows them all.
Yeah, he can walk in there and get you a boat for charter.
Damn right, buddy.
Yeah. You he can if you've right. got like a valid major credit card.
Yeah,
he can.
Yeah, he'll get you anything you want.
We'll get you fixed up, buddy.
Unbelievable.
Ice, beer, sandwiches.
Yeah, whatever you want.
It's with a major credit card.
Valid major credit card.
Exactly.
He'll make it happen.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember last time we were down there. I can't. Hey, Sammy, I remember
me. Butch.
Butch. Huh?
I can't say that I do.
I can't say that bro, I do remember you.
I'm the guy that got caught on fire, bro.
Oh, you're not allowed on the property.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, by the way, old Butch goes, that's right. He was the one that caught himself on fire. He was smoking cigarettes over by the gas barrels.
He's the one that made us all take 3 weeks of OSHA classes.
Yep.
Dave, is there any truth to the rumor that I'm hearing that you are thinking about switching from rock and roll to hip hop, that you're going to start rapping?
I have a idea that I might do a little bit of a rap career.
Because
I've heard I got stuff I got to get done.
I've heard that you're planning on going into the studio to do a rap album featuring Tyga, Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, Offset, and Bazzy.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to join me as backing singers and rappers for this whole gig.
You know what? If you do something like that, and I'm all in favor of you doing something like that, be prepared to do it, not like your podcast where you come in unprepared.
Shut up, dick!
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right. It's traffic time. Woo! It does show up. My buddy.
Yeah.
My,
you know every button, don't you?
Unprepared.
You know every button.
Yeah.
Damn. All right, we got two in Fort Myers report. First, we have a crash at Daniels Parkway and 6 Mile. Cypress Parkway, laugh it up. The second crash. Yeah, what are you thinking, man?
Kinda like now.
Shut up. God. What the hell is that?
See, unprepared.
No, something.
You know, a professional broadcaster can go through anything. They can be making faces at him, doing
Fort
all
Myers,
and he won't break.
Fort Myers, we have a crash, State Road 82 and Sparta Avenue. That'll be traffic. Another update, 30 minutes. Stop it, bro. Stop touching me, man.
I'm not touching you. I'm over on the other side of the room.
All Stan did was call you unprepared.
Dude!
Stop it!
You stop it!
I'm not doing anything!
That really upset you that he called you unprepared.
That pisses me off.
Yeah.
Are you prepared?
Damn right!
Are you prepared?
Give us an example.
Yeah. Well, I don't have anything right now.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Buffoon.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you didn't know. You know, Stan,
Yes. You
are
very
close to getting married, just a couple of months now.
3 months away.
And I'm sure you feel confident in your decision.
I do.
One man in Australia, I hope that he's taking a second look. It's gone viral. His fiancée's list of rules for her husband and anyone else that attends his bachelor party.
Oh, come on. That's hands off.
I don't see a solid foundation being built there.
Nope.
CPR dummies with boobs are on the way.
I saw that. Yet. And I don't want to spoil the story for Haney, but I want to ask Dave. D-Train, you built ambulances, didn't you? You know about this stuff.
Yes, sir.
What they're saying now, because people like a Dave would be this way, and of course we're in the look at me generation, or what?
Me
what,
too.
Me too.
Hashtag.
And they'll be in a situation where a woman needs mouth-to-mouth and CPR. And you've seen it on, like, your cop shows and all that. Guys there, they rip the shirt open and they start doing the compressions and all that. Different.
Yeah. On a guy, they'll do that.
Yep. Woman, what do you do? You're going to do mouth-to-mouth?
No, you're going to be accused of fondling and raping her.
What are you going to do? Bust open her blouse, let the bra brassiere, and what are you going to do? And they're
trying to frown upon.
And you know, and this whole Me Too thing, a lot of people are skittish about doing CPR on a woman. And now they're Haney's going to tell you later on in about less than an hour how you can get over that phobia.
Did you see that with the United States and Russian warships?
Yes, sir.
Did you watch the whole thing?
Well, they came close.
You know my favorite part of that video?
What?
If you watch the whole thing, you will see that on the back end of the American boat, there's a guy in a lounge chair with his shirt off.
Right on. You know, he's got time. He's not due back on the deck for a few hours.
Yeah. Did I do the outro?
No.
Less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Thank you very much. Laughter. Laughter is a big part of this whole deal. That's why
allegedly.
That's why we now bring you the 4 o'clock fluffer. Mark,
Stan,
everyone,
D-Train,
Dave,
Haney,
honey, I'm home.
Hi,
ladies,
folks. The Stanley Cup Finals
Oh, yeah.
Underway.
Yeah.
We know that cup. We've done things to that cup.
We sure have. Dave, you saw me kissing the Stanley Cup,
damn
didn't you?
Damn right.
I think there's a photo of you on it, deep in your Facebook page.
Yeah.
On Stan and Haney.
Yeah.
There's another one that was taken, I think it was with my first camera phone, where the camera was a separate item to the phone. It was like a big deal.
Yes.
And I think you took a picture of me and Tommy with the cup out in the hall.
I have that. And the man who watches the cup, Pritchard. Yep.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
surprising things you didn't know about hockey.
Top surprising things you didn't know about hockey. Number one, that the Stanley Cup was actually in this building.
We fondled it.
Yeah, Haney and I were wheeling it down the hallway. Took it right out of the case. I held it over my head.
In the 1800s, pucks were produced from frozen cow dung, which is something you could possibly recreate faithfully today by, you know, a frozen hamburger patty.
Yep, yep.
The most popular exhibit at the Hockey Hall of Fame in Toronto?
Yes.
A giant pile of teeth.
Yep.
Wayne Gretzky holds 61 National Hockey League records, including one for best mullet.
Yep.
Laugh it up.
You know what? There's a microphone there.
I know,
and if
man.
You're damn riding out into the wind, nobody knows what you're doing.
I'm just thinking.
You're a distraction.
Shut up.
You're a distraction
you
to me.
You are.
You're a distraction.
When he does the podcast, he talks over it like this.
Yeah, of course, because he's unprepared and doesn't know how to use
unprepared.
A microphone.
Unprepared.
Hey, he's doing it right now.
Yeah. Look at him.
I'm not prepared yet. Just give me a little bit and let me get some.
You know, when I watched the
you know what? You called him every
up.
Name in the book, but you called him unprepared and he yeah. got violent.
Well, here's the thing. I'm watching the podcast, the Waterman and D-Train show, and it's got G-Train, Gordon, right on a big screen TV, and then D-Train's talking, Gordon's talking, and you know what he's doing? Looking off into space and then jotting stuff down on a notebook.
Or he's watching Gordon on the TV.
Ooh. Unprepared.
I'm prepared.
Oh, yeah? Well, prove it right now.
Well, I told you, I don't have nothing right
now. Not right now. Not today, brah.
That's in his Sunday book.
Oh, well. And finally,
yes.
The very top surprising thing you didn't know about hockey.
Yes.
The most popular National Hockey League video was entitled... Two girls, one Stanley Cup. And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That was one of the best days when that Stanley Cup came into the studio.
And then it was like 2 days later the NASCAR Cup showed up.
Yeah, that was in the days of the Winston Cup.
Yep.
And sitting right on the table here was the Winston Cup.
We were pretty
still
full
had
of
Jeff
ourselves.
Gordon's name on it
because we thought it was going to just keep happening like
and
that.
And then they brought the Sprint Cup in like the next year.
Yeah, and we thought it was always going to be that way.
No. email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Heads up right now, because the Guardian did not send an email to me. Now, he sent a private
Jesus.
One to me. Yeah. He sent a private one to me, but didn't have an official email today. At least I didn't get it. So, yes, D-Train.
Should we deploy the health check on him? Make sure.
No. Welfare check? No, we're okay.
No, if we were going to do anything, we'd have to have Dave go print the email out for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and I'm not asking him to do that again. And I just checked. It's not there. So look at the sigh of relief on Mr. Unprepared.
No, I'm not. I'm prepared to go print the email anytime.
Yeah. Oh, look at what, you know, we don't have one from The Guardian today, but we got one from Scatter.
Woo! That's what you call him.
Hey, Scatter. Scatter writes, your question of the week this week was quite a treat. my answer is too long, and I just don't feel like answering this one.
Thank you.
But I do like it better than some of the other ones. Keep these questions up. Let's intensify those questions, though. Let's break all the rules of radio. I don't care about the FCC. Let's just keep good radio going. He's Scatter. Sign Scatter. The idiot.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Neither do I.
Because the FCC just hates questions about personal finance.
Yeah. This is our friend Meg, who the other day demanded that her letter go last and not the Guardian's.
Yeah. From Hoover, Alabama?
Yeah. She says, I wanted to go last the other day because the Guardian is a patriot and his emails are pretty lengthy. At the end of July, I'm going to be starting my campaign for Donald Trump. And I'm looking forward to making phone calls and getting out the vote. They're doing away with those robocalls now. That was a big story yesterday.
Oh, you used to get them all the time.
Yeah, I guess it's all the phone companies are in on this. No more robocalls.
Didn't Charlie Crist used to call you like every hour?
Every day. DeSantis called me a lot the last time, too.
Yeah? Did he mention me?
He did not.
Oh.
But every hour on the hour.
And what do they say?
Hi, I'm Ron DeSantis. I'm running for governor. Do you know in the state of Florida we have pollution, that the Lake Okeechobee is running into our beaches and we must stop it?
Whose fault is it?
Big Sugar. I think that'd be a campaign for Donald Trump. Looking forward to making phone calls and getting out the vote. What scares me most
is... What did they do to do away with robocalls? They outlawed them?
I guess there was a law that came down that they outlawed them. And it was up to the phone companies to enforce it. And I guess yesterday was the day that they announced that all your Sprints, your T-Mobiles were all going into doing this.
Hmm.
Where am I? What scares me the most is election night. By the way, I love the way the economy is going, and will do everything I can to keep it going. I love your show. Signed, Meg.
I'll never forget election night.
Yeah.
I told you it was going to happen.
You did.
And you said, I would love it.
I would love it. It would be the greatest thing in the world, but I don't see how it's going to happen. But it did.
For once.
Yeah. Yeah.
My policy of seeing the glass as half full beat your policy of seeing an empty glass.
Because 50% of the country believe sabotage. We have an operative in the White House. What the hell?
Why would you say that when the other side literally was in bed with the Russians?
That's the truth. We'll be back.
By the way, did you see Melania high-five that veteran?
Yeah.
That was awesome.
She's beautiful.
Oh, my God.
You know what? America should take pride in that. We have a beautiful first lady.
We sure do. Well, and I like the sunglasses.
Yeah, me too.
When you think America, you think apple pie, hot dogs, beer, baseball, and Stan and Haney. We celebrate Stan and Haney.
There you go.
Thank you.
On 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney here. Thank you for joining us. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic with Mr. Road Watcher himself, Dave the Waterman. And then I'm going to tell you how you are going to be able to possibly win tickets to see the Rolling Stones in concert. Details. Can I see the shirt I got on right now, Dave?
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, that was the
fancy.
That was a show I saw them.
Nice.
First time I saw the Stones.
81, huh?
Yeah, right there. The Jovan Tour.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Let's get you updated, Dave.
Now, K K-Rock Traffic.
All right, Stan. Woo! Woo! All right, we got one on the board here, and that is a hit and run in Estero in the 10,000 block of Corkscrew Road right in front of the Saks Fifth Avenue. And you're up to date. Another update, 30 minutes.
All right, thank you. 96K Rock has your free tickets to see the Rolling Stones as Stan and Haney welcome the Rolling Stones to Hard Rock Stadium in Miami. It's going to happen Saturday, August 31st. Now, keep listening to win a brand new copy of the Rolling Stones live DVD, Bridges to Bremen, courtesy of Eagle Rock Entertainment. Now, all DVD winners instantly become eligible to win a pair of tickets to see the Rolling Stones Saturday, August 31st in Miami. Complete details. You can get all the info you want at 96krock.com and the K-Rock mobile app. That's where you get all the information, okay? I see the old phone's ringing. I'm always happy to take your phone calls. Ahoy!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy. How are you? You know, you're off school now. What did you do today? Did you go and play and do stuff?
No, I'm grounded.
You're grounded? Why are you grounded? What happened? What did you do?
I called my mom the C word.
You called your mom? That's like the worst word you can call any woman, and you called your mom the C word?
Yeah.
I'd have to ground you, too. How long are you grounded for?
Until Monday.
Till Monday. And I'm surprised, though, you're grounded for calling your mom the C word, and yet you still have a phone to use. I would have taken the phone from you, too, but you're locked up in your room, and you got your cell phone, huh?
Yeah. She probably just didn't think of it.
Right. She's preoccupied.
She tried to turn the internet off, but she didn't know how.
Yeah. And so you showed her once, because that's all you need, your room and your phone.
Yeah, and she said that I'm not allowed to play Xbox, but I told her that she thought if she took the cord that charges the controller, that it wouldn't work.
Yeah, but it
does. She's stupid.
Of course, you know it still does, right?
Hell yeah.
Okay. What can I do for you, Billy?
Well, is Dave there?
He, you know he is. Dave, it's your best friend, Billy.
Hey, Billy. How you doing, buddy?
45-year-old man and a 12-year-old kid. That's sick.
Shut up, man. You're sick.
You're sick. Billy, Dave's here.
What's up, Billy?
Yeah. What's up, boss man?
What's up, man? I know, right? I'm the man. Sounds like you're dealing with the bitch mom, sounds like. Bad news, bro.
Yeah.
Don't like to hear you grounded, man.
Well, you know what I called her. That's what I think of her.
I know.
Used the C word on his mom.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, she's dumb.
Dumb. Yep.
But you know how bitches be.
Damn right I know how bitches be, man.
Did you hear Dave is going to become a rapper?
Yeah, doesn't surprise me. He's pretty cool.
Damn right, Billy, man. I'm a rocker, rapper, stunt man.
Yeah, and pretty much all you can say is damn right, isn't it?
No.
Yeah,
I can say
man.
A lot of things. But, you know, don't mind Stan over here, Billy. He's
Stop
a practical joker.
Me.
I'm
Stop
not,
going,
but you're
me.
Just being a little practical joker. So what's going on, buddy, besides being grounded? What are you doing in your room, man?
Well, I was wondering, how many donuts do you have to eat and how fast before you're a real man?
Yeah. Did you hear that on the radio, Billy? Did you hear that?
Yeah, I don't think I could do like what Dave did because he's like the best.
He only did like five Billy. 10 minutes.
Billy, I'm glad you've got some recognition.
He's getting recognition.
I'm getting recognition because he sees true greatness. Billy does. Okay, he's talking the greatness right now, Stan.
Yeah, and I saw the whole thing, and I saw when you looked like a monkey.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, I started cracking up, man. Unbelievable.
That was awesome.
Yeah, bro. That was hilarious. I'm good at I'm good at that stuff, Billy. It's just natural. It comes natural.
That is so cool.
You know, when you ooze coolness like me, it's just like I say, it's just the way it is, brother. It's just the way it is. But you got to eat. You got to eat. You got to try eating some donuts. Try a challenge yourself.
But like, how do I know if I win?
It was National Donut. Do you know that today was National Donut Day, Billy?
No.
It is. And we had a little contest, and we set a clock for Davey, and he couldn't do it. So you got to go and say, oh, I'm going to eat so many donuts in so much amount of time, and if you do it, you're the big winner.
Well, like, how many donuts, how fast would make me cool?
It would have to be more than Dave ate, which was 4.5 with a 2-minute break. I said that he could eat a dozen in 3 minutes, but he couldn't do it. So you'd have to set your own goal. What do you think you could do?
Well, if Dave did 5, maybe I could do 3.
Oh, no. You're a young 12-year-old. I think you could do at least 6, half dozen, maybe 7.
I don't know, Stan. Billy, how much do you weigh, like 85 pounds, 100 pounds?
Oh, I'm at least triple digits, bro.
Really?
Yeah, he's a fat kid.
I didn't realize he was that fat.
He takes drugs, he smokes, and he
sits
in his room
all day. There's nothing wrong with
that.
There's nothing wrong with being a 12-year-old alcoholic, man. I mean, it's normal.
That is so stupid. Well, do you get any exercise, Billy?
Stan, I should probably come clean with you.
Please do.
I'm not really an alcoholic.
I didn't think you're an alcoholic either. You know what? Just to, taking leftover glasses off the counter after your mom is entertaining a gentleman and drinking the swill doesn't make you an alcoholic.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I tasted it.
You're right.
And I do like cigarettes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's about that age.
And
what are you doing? Having one now, Billy?
Yeah, because now I'm thinking about it.
Got the bedroom window cracked a little?
No.
Well, your mom's going to smell cigarettes.
Just smoking out the room, huh?
Yeah, well, she's smoking too for every one I do.
Oh, yeah. The whole house probably smells like tobacco.
Yeah.
And I notice you're getting a little smoker's hack there.
I don't know, but now that you know the truth,
I wanted
to ask Dave, why do people drink and do drugs? What happens?
That's a good question to ask, Billy. And if anybody knows, Billy, it's Dave. Dave, why do people drink and do drugs?
Because I've taken a sip. I've taken, like, I've smoked a little marijuana, but it didn't do anything.
You got to do it again.
Well, what happens? What's so great about it?
Billy, when you've been baked, when you get that killer stone going.
Yeah, he wants to know what that feels like.
It's just a nice body buzz. Billy, you don't know about that yet either. But you get a nice tingly feeling.
Uh-huh. Can you tell him what it's like to do meth, too?
Shut up, man. Don't worry about that, Billy. You're not that step yet, all right? You'll get there.
But if you want to feel tingly, couldn't you just have, like, something cinnamon?
Yes, you could.
Technically, yeah, you probably could. Billy probably get buzzed off, a bunch of sugar, like I am right now. Right?
Well, then why do people die from drugs?
Typically, they've chosen very hard drugs.
Really?
You're just wanting
to
play around with some weed and drink.
But what?
That's
what,
nothing.
Why? What happens?
What happens
yeah,
when?
What happens? He wants to know about the experience. Just keep telling him, "Oh, it's a tingly feeling, and someday you'll get there."
You know what? It's a damn party, Billy, and you're going to rage and have a good time. You're going to go out with chicks.
Dave, everybody tells me, "Oh, you shouldn't do drugs. Drugs are bad." And then
they're
other
stupid.
Are like, "Oh,
you're
they're like,
stupid.
Oh, drugs are cool.
They are cool." Do all you know what? Drugs make you cool, bro. Okay, because then you can handle things in life, my man.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you?
You're damn right. What's that, Billy?
What's the big secret? What happened?
That's all. I wish you'd just answer his question.
The big secret is it's imagine a giant orgasm in your mind, Billy. That's what it's like. Uh-huh. How about that? Oh. How about that?
That sounds messy.
It is, yep. It is messy.
A little bit.
And he doesn't talk about the next day and when you have to go and concentrate and do something. You don't care about it. You lose the lust for life.
No, you don't, Stan. No, you don't. You just want to party again the next day.
What's it like, Dave, to do crack?
Yeah, good question.
Shut up, Billy. Don't be siding with Stan on that. There's no reason to do crack cocaine, Stan. There's no reason
to
do
speed. You can find better stuff, like huffing paint.
No.
You ever huff paint, Billy?
Yeah. On accident.
Right.
Yeah.
You got to, what is it, what colors, Dave? Gold and silver?
Gold and silver. How about Freon, Billy?
I put together a complete set. In miniature of the Air Force Thunderbirds, and I went through 3 tubes of tester's glue, and I got a headache.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
How about rubber cement in school, man? When you get to school, you can get high all semester long.
Do you hear what you're doing?
What?
Do you hear what you're doing?
What? What am I doing?
You're setting yourself up as a prime example of what not to do.
What are you talking about? I don't know.
Are you telling me that the headache that I get from model glue is what being high is?
Well, that's just the initial experience, Billy. You got to keep huffing it. You got to keep going back to it.
Billy,
and then
Billy,
you'll start catching a
Billy,
buzz.
Sonny, they put a thing in model glue now to give you a headache because too many kids back in the day when Dave was growing up would be huffing model glue, and it can be very, very toxic. So what they do is they put a little something in model glue now so that you feel almost sick and too dizzy. So don't listen to Dave.
You know what? Let's not
that's
even.
That's not fair. You guys got all the cool stuff.
Hey, listen, man, I'm going to find you something cool right now, Billy. All right? Go to your mom. Go into your mom's medicine cabinet.
Don't
tell me what's
tell
in
him
there.
To do. What's it like, Dave, to huff gasoline?
Well, Stan, it's a very intense high. It doesn't last maybe 30 seconds, 40 seconds, and then you got to keep huffing to keep maintaining. Okay? That's how that works. Same with, like, Freon and butane. All your gases.
Yeah, okay. But don't they blow up when you smoke?
Yeah.
Well, you got to make sure you exhale all the fumes out before you light a smoke, Billy. But here's what I want you to do.
How old is Dave? Let me just get this straight.
Hold on.
Dave,
yeah.
How old is Billy?
12.
How old are you?
44.
Gonna be?
45.
Yeah.
What about it?
And you're telling him how great this stuff is.
Well, look at him. Oh, champion. Right, Bill?
You know what you do, Billy? Go and get some donuts and try to eat as many donuts as you can.
Don't listen to Stan.
That won't hurt you.
Don't listen to Stan. Go
Shut
to your mom's.
Up, Stan.
Yeah, go to your mom's medicine cabinet and find whatever you can, Billy.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, buddy.
As far as the buzz.
Yeah.
Which one's better, booze or drugs?
Mix them both, Billy. That's a good one. That's what I'd do.
Yeah, and look at you.
What's wrong with me?
We'll be back.
What's wrong with me?
Stan and Haney.
Hey, it's Dave and Chuck the Freak. And now, back to Stan and Haney on 96K Rock. Everything that rocks.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney.
You are something else.
Rob is telling me that some guy is calling and didn't know who that was.
What?
Ahoy, who's this?
Hello, this is Michael from Fort Myers.
Hey, Michael from Fort Myers. What's the deal, buddy?
Hey, I was just calling you to find out what you guys were listening to there, because it sounded like Dragnet, but I just couldn't figure out.
It was Dragnet. Thing.
Nice one. What was the name of that little thing that he was talking to, Montage?
That was Jack Webb.
Jack Webb?
Yeah, and he was talking about being a cop, finding out all the people that Dave turns people into, narcos and druggies and pill poppers and gas huffers and
breaks,
paint sniffers.
I was just thinking about that when I was hearing that, when I was listening to Dave DeWaterman talking to that little kid I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, no kidding. That's what we were saying, too. I can't
I'm like, come on, Dave. I know you're not, honestly, not the brightest person, not the brightest peanut in the turd, but come on now.
I hear you. It's all good, man.
Thanks for phoning.
It's all good, indeed.
It's all good.
Yeah. Just picture it. Seriously. Just picture it. 12-year-old, hasn't even gone through puberty yet, is surrounded by questions that every kid at 12 would have, especially today. And his best friend is a 45-year-old man who thinks he's still 12, telling him to huff gas.
Look, the kid's just curious. All right.
Dave can't help it that he stayed cool.
Yeah.
You're damn right.
And the poor kid was asking you, what does it feel like? And you couldn't answer him.
Because he needs to catch a buzz for himself. He will. A good one.
You know, just because Dave refuses to age, you shouldn't hold that against him.
Right.
I know, bro. What's
the
your deal?
The law would. The law would.
Now, we know that you're coming up on your 45th birthday.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, 45.
Shut up.
How old do you feel? Like, how old do you think you are?
Oh, man, come on. I'm 18.
Yeah, brother.
21.
Right on.
In that range.
Yep.
Still got it.
Explains a lot.
Shut up.
Let's see if he can do some traffic.
You're such a dick.
It's all about responsibility.
Man.
Remember when you kicked the windshield out of the...
Here we go again, twice in one day.
Rock traffic.
Stan, I took care of it.
Yeah, I know you did.
Thank you, Mark.
Always saving them.
All right, everybody. Woo! Woo?
Woo.
Woo.
Just, you
all
know,
right.
For crying out loud.
And, when it's in my power, I will save him.
Yeah.
And that'll be next week. All right.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Damn right. All right, three on the board here. Let's start in Lehigh Acres. We have a crash, Alvin Avenue and Lee Boulevard. And our other two crashes are in North Fort Myers. The first one's at Laurel Lane in front of the Farmer Jacks. And the second one's on Orange Grove Boulevard and St. Clair Avenue.
Well, that's because you accused him of being unprepared.
He is unprepared.
No, he's not.
Let me work on
it. You always start north and work south.
I'm working on it.
Dave, are you prepared?
Well, not right yet, but I, just give me a minute.
Mark
together, man.
Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd.
So you're not unprepared?
No, I'm not unprepared. I'm not just prepared to be prepared yet.
All right?
There's preparation before preparation.
Makes perfect sense to me.
And then you prepare for that.
Get out of my sight.
You shut up.
You shut up.
I'm leaving.
Good! Hey, guess what? I got the last word in.
Did you?
I did.
Stan got the last word.
He's gone. I win.
You did. That's a first.
Direct from our newsroom in color, this is the news with Roger Mudd in Indianapolis, David Shoemaker in Indianapolis, Don Webster in Saigon, Robert Pierpoint in Washington, Robert Shackney in New York City, and Jim Kincaid in Hewlett, New York.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Friday, June 7th.
Double M-X-I-X.
Telling it like it is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. Now, we've told you earlier in the week about George Lucas not receiving an Oscar for Star Wars, right, but his ex-wife did.
Yep.
Not everything went Lucas's way with Star Wars.
I could imagine. Think back to 1977. It was a low-budget film. It was panned by the critics before it came out.
Even the actors were like, I don't understand what's happening.
Sir Alec Guinness, one of the greatest actors of our time, Bridge Over the River Kwai, is doing this, playing Obi-Wan Kenobi. And he felt, he didn't understand it, and B, he felt it was beneath him. He was just getting a paycheck.
Well, a lot of things went right, and George Lucas had a plan from the beginning for Yoda. Now, Yoda ended up being brought to life by Frank Oz.
That's right. A Muppet.
Mm-hmm. But that was not the original plan. You got to remember, by the time Yoda showed up, it was an established franchise and they had a budget.
Yeah, because Yoda wasn't in the first movie, was he?
No, because George Lucas knew that Yoda would be problematic to bring to the screen, and his original plan was that Yoda would be played by a monkey wearing a mask.
Love it! Love it!
Could have been a whole different thing.
Yeah. Love it.
And, you know,
you warsies out there, what do you think of that?
We get ripped off because now it's like monkeys have rights.
They do.
And I always felt like what a time we would have had at the dog track with monkey jockeys.
I'm going to tell you a quick story. Haney and I used to do a lot of stuff over at the dog track during its heyday, when that place used to be packed. And we knew the director of the dog track then. And we would go up into his office, and he had on the wall, it was a black and white photograph back in the day when dog racing was just starting out with the Greyhounds. And they would put those little rhesus monkeys mm-hmm. in silks and caps and put them on the back of a dog. And he had them like when they were turning the corner to head down the stretch. And there was like
monkeys screaming.
Eight dogs, and you had monkeys in their little hats and silks. And and it was the greatest picture. And I'm like, man, that had to be fun. Because not only did you need a kennel for the dogs, you had to have a couple of cages for keep these monkeys.
Yeah. And how did they tie them on there or something?
Yeah, they'd strap them down.
So from the monkey's perspective, it's strapped to the back of an animal
yeah.
that takes off like a bat out of hell,
yeah.
and it's just being held on.
Yeah, but I think that, you know what? But doing something like that after the monkeys got used to it, I bet you they liked it.
Oh, it was fun after
was
a while.
It was fun for them.
But I imagine that first trip was something.
Yep.
A lot of noise.
Yep.
Wonder what the dogs thought.
Oh, I don't think the dogs
I'll tell
cared.
You right now, I would pay a pretty penny to
I
see it.
I would, too. I don't think the dogs cared because when they had the rabbit running
oh,
on
well,
the,
yeah, it goes out of their mind.
It goes completely out of their mind. It's catch the rabbit.
But so, before the rabbit comes.
Oh, I'm sure it's, you know, what the hell.
Why have I got a literal monkey on my back?
And the monkey's up there, you know, fidgeting around, picking the nits out of the dog. Yeah.
This is what we find entertaining, okay?
Yeah.
What is so terribly wrong with that?
Nothing terribly wrong with it. There's nothing.
So why did it go away?
I don't know. I'm of the belief. I'm of the belief with the dog racing stuff, and up until next year, Florida was one of the last states. 48 states didn't have dog racing, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the
we had dog racing in Hialeah.
Yep, We still got High Life. You want to go down to Dania and we'll go to the High Life Fronton?
It's still open?
It's still open. It's rough. But it's open. But I think with the animal rights people, it's the care of the dogs and the amount of times that they have to run and how they were cared for.
Well, that's a whole different deal. I'm talking about the monkeys.
Having the monkeys on there?
Yeah.
Look what happened when they filmed the Tarzan stuff. You get some monkeys loose in the woods, and they'll break out. They're crafty son of a bitches. They'll break out, and then you got monkeys running all around Florida. You don't need that. It's responsibility of the people caring for the dogs and the monkeys.
And think
it's
about,
a lot of work.
Think about the jobs that brings in. Because they don't sell monkey suits. That has to be, hand-sewn.
Hand-sewn, tailor-made. Put a lot of people to work.
Yeah. It could have been a great industry of monkey costume sewing.
And if you had all of that, the dogs are well cared for. They're bred to run. Even when you adopt one of them,
they love to run.
You have the monkeys that are well cared for, having fun. Nobody's getting hurt, and we, the consumer, are entertained
highly.
Yes, everybody. It's a win-win-win.
Nothing's funny anymore.
No, not supposed to have fun.
Because when that was happening, and people go to the dog track and they're not expecting it, the joy when they see a monkey on the back of a greyhound and perhaps a little titter.
Yeah.
Perhaps even a full guffaw.
Yep. At the end of the night, you're driving back home happy.
Mm-hmm.
Win or lose.
Because you got to see a monkey riding a dog.
What somebody posted, chimpanzee walking a bulldog.
And that's another thing. You don't see chimps smoking on TV anymore.
You don't.
That used to be amusing.
Sure.
Sorry about that, folks.
And let me tell you something. Most of the chimpanzees you saw on TV, they were babies. And they got old. And you don't see an old chimpanzee.
They get jaded.
They're big. They lose most of their hair. And they're mean.
Yesterday.
Look.
Yes. Yes.
That's like a border collie and a cowboy monkey. Rob, you got to post that. That's phenomenal.
That's what I'm talking about.
Who's getting hurt there? Who's getting hurt?
What's
Nobody.
Wrong with that?
And I'm telling you, I'd go every night to watch that.
Oh, that doesn't get old. That is pure entertainment.
Yep.
Oh. Look at that monkey go.
Oh, that's great.
Sorry about that, folks. We are easily distracted by monkeys.
Yep. Who isn't? Because they're so close to us.
Look at that little monkey.
Yeah.
Smoking a cigarette right in a dog.
Yep. He knows how to exhale through his nose, too.
Yep. Blow smoke rings. There is a company. They call themselves Womanican. Yeah. They have created a new line of CPR dummies. With large, supple breasts.
Yep.
Why? Well, they claim it's different giving chest compressions to a full-boobed woman. Mm-hmm. So it's important to train people for both. And they say it could save women's lives. Studies have found that people are 27% less likely to perform CPR on a woman than a man.
Yeah, because you don't want to be accused of something.
Exactly, because they're afraid they'll be accused of being a pervert for fondling her breasts. They plan to continue to produce more and more of the female dummies to get them into hospitals, training classes, and inevitably stolen by some male teens for unspeakable purposes. In a moment.
Visit Jason and Todd at the Diamond District.
The Diamond District sells more diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida. Therefore, they buy more diamonds than any other jeweler as well. This season has been extremely successful for Jason and Todd, and they're currently buying diamonds at a rapid pace to replace inventory. If you've ever thought of selling your diamonds or trading in on something new, now is the perfect time to visit the Diamond District in Estero at Coconut Point. Diamonds and jewelry can be rare pieces and command very high prices when evaluated by experienced and qualified professionals. The Diamond District has several GIA graduate gemologists and buyers on staff every day to help identify your treasures. The Diamond District has the largest selection of Forevermark and GIA loose certified diamonds, all priced at wholesale, below what you'll find online. Your diamonds and jewelry could be worth lots of money and should be evaluated by an expert. Visit Jason and Todd and discover why more people choose the Diamond District when selling or trading their diamonds than any other jeweler in Southwest Florida.
At the Diamond District.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill.
Look at this. There's a monkey in a snowsuit.
We all have a weakness.
Yeah.
You know, it's been a while since we've checked in with Japan.
Hi!
About a year ago, a pharmaceutical company in Japan created a brand new body wash and deodorant. And it's not just any body wash and deodorant. They've created something they say smells of young woman.
What?
They isolated two chemical compounds. Specifically, lactone C10 and C11 that young women produce tons of and older women don't because they've dried up.
Now available without a prescription right over the counter.
Those compounds smell kind of like peach and coconut. Since they launched the young woman scent products, they've been a big hit. The company was counting on them being a big hit with older women. And it has been. But the big surprise...
What, to make them smell like young again?
Yes. But the big surprise is they've sold far more than they thought they would. So they'd accounted for the older woman market, and they couldn't make enough of this stuff, and they wondered, well, who's buying it other than older women?
Yeah.
A strong second demographic came into play for the company. Lonely men. According to the company, don't misunderstand, men don't actually use the product. They just take a whiff of it.
Yeah. Take a whiff. Put a little in a hanky.
Yep. They say that lonely men use this, so it seems like there might be a woman around. Without all the inconvenience. Yeah.
You know what? I can understand that, how they associate that. I don't know if you were the same way. You know what I associate with a young, hot woman? Goes back to my childhood. Well, when I was like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, being on the beach in Watch Hill, Rhode Island, and smelling Hawaiian tropic suntan oil.
Yes,
everybody's worried about the sunscreen.
Absolutely,
and the Hawaiian tropic,
just glistening in the sun.
Yep, and you'd catch the smell of that coming off somebody.
Oh my God!
And I'm telling you. You know, your olfactory senses, along with the vision, it's for like a 9-year-old, 10-year-old, 11, that, burned into your brain.
And that's heaven.
It's heaven. Yes.
You're smelling it, and then you see him slathering more of it on.
You're
just slick.
Yep.
Stan, congratulations. I know you have a wedding coming up.
Yes.
And I'm sure that your marriage will be built on a stable foundation of trust and respect.
Absolutely.
A woman in Australia is going viral because she recently posted a list asking her friends for advice. Her husband is going to a friend's bachelor party, and here is what she had to say about that. Quote, "I am more than happy for him to go, but we are Christians, so I was thinking of writing a list of rules for all the men to follow. Let me know if I've missed something." Her list has 10 commandments.
Really? And they are?
No drugs.
Come on.
No alcohol.
Come on.
No strippers.
Well, it's not a bachelor party then.
No dancers. No women at all. All phones are to be tracked at all times. No swearing. Midnight curfew. And here's where the crazy lady thoughts come in. No hurting each other, including play wrestling or horseplay.
Jeez.
Her friends bombarded her with comments about how that was a terrible idea. So eventually, she edited the post, saying, quote, "You're right. I can't control him once he leaves the house.
Right.
And I can't control his friends.
No.
So I've decided he's not allowed to go at all."
What?
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, Stan, here's a hypothetical.
Okay.
Say you're walking down the street in Fort Myers, happy day, whistling a happy tune.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And in addition to all of the usual retail outlets, you see a VHS rental store.
Okay.
What would your impression of that be? VHS rental.
In 2019?
Yes.
I'd say, what the hell? Are they? How can they stay in business? Maybe I'll check it out. Because I would check it out.
Well, here's what happened in reality. Police in Gwinnett County, Georgia have had their eyes on a VHS rental store that opened up in town in January.
Okay. Well, it's retro.
They noticed that this VHS rental store seemed to have a booming business.
See? I'm not the only one.
They noticed many, many, many customers going in and out.
Yep.
But there was something odd about it because absolutely none of them seemed to either enter or leave carrying a VHS tape.
Well, poor selection.
Finally, they had an undercover asset go in last week, a Stephon Harper.
Mm-hmm.
The undercover officer found the newest movie in stock was from 2007. He quickly learned what was actually going on.
Oh, this genius.
The VHS store was actually a front for
drugs, prostitution.
Good guesses all.
What else?
An illegal sports gambling ring.
Would have hit the trifecta had I named that. I don't have to worry. I can gamble at home.
Yeah, why is that even illegal
I
at this point?
I know it.
They finally raided the place earlier this week and arrested the owner, a gentleman by the name of Boonlert Boonsawang,
huh?
Who was taking sports bets at the counter of the VHS store. He's running a sports book.
Jeez.
Boonlet Booniswang.
Yeah. Good for him.
You order by number.
Come on. There's another. Oh, I'm going to hit the outro now, but I want you to look at this picture here.
Be happy to.
Let me take a look. Just take a look at that one. Yeah! It's a black belt in karate with his full-grown chimpanzee, also a black belt.
Yes. Monkeys are fun.
Yeah, they are. As long as you don't get them mad.
Well, you got to muzzle them.
Cut their teeth out.
Yep. Even better. And that's, well, I mean, it's like...
There he is. Little Monkey Haney telling it like it is.
Double M,
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchor man.
There he is. Little Monkey Haney telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news.
Nobody wants to have fun and dress monkeys up anymore.
Yep. And also, you know what? It's a humiliation kind of thing, but we all get a laugh. Put a male monkey in a dress.
Yep.
Put makeup on him. Give him one of them funny hats.
You know what I'd like to see? Monkey football.
Oh, that would be awesome.
We have all the trainers line them up and make them run plays.
I'm going to just say this, and I've mentioned it before, and I actually got Dave a lunchbox. When Haney and I were kids, there was a show on Saturday mornings called Lancelot Link, Secret Chimp. If you haven't seen this and you like monkeys in people clothes, get ready for the laugh of your life.
Dave's still laughing about it.
Yep. We'll be back. Stan and Haney.
Previously, sincerely, we do this show nude from the waist up and also the waist down. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for spending your week with us. Rob's show coming up at 6 o'clock. Let's get one more look at traffic for your drive home.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just a couple on the board, probably being reported about 25, 30 minutes ago. North Fort Myers crash, 14,000 block of North Cleveland Avenue, right by the I storage. And then in Lehigh Acres, crash, State Road 82 and Gateway Boulevard. And you're up to date. Let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96K-Rock.
I got to be honest with you, I'm a little jet-lagged. I was just visiting my parents in Milwaukee, and it's the trip back that kills me. Because of the time change. Because here it's 10 o'clock, and there it's 1965. I swear to God, every time I go home, it's like when I leave, I click the lights off, everybody just sits there until I get back and click them back on. Give you a perfect example. For 2 years, I've been dating a Persian woman, but I've waited this long to finally call my parents because my dad's always got a comment about everything. So I call home and talk to my mom first, you know, so she can break the news to my father. My dad gets on the phone. He's like, well, your mom tells me you finally met a gal out there, huh? Jesus, you had me nervous. Yeah, Dad, her name is Marjan. Oh, Marjan, huh? What, is she French? No, Dad, she's Persian. Oh, Persian, huh? Well, what the hell's that? It's the only thing I don't like about dating a Persian woman is that Persian guys come up to us all the time. Even when I'm with her, I'll be standing right there. These guys will come up to her and go, why are you with this man? Huh? Why are you with this man? You could never have with him what you could have with me. Like, what's that, a really furry baby?
Have yourselves a great weekend. Lord willing, we're back here Monday, 2 o'clock. We'll do it all over again. We are the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. Ahoy!
Hey, guys.
Hey, Billy, how are you? You know, you're off school now. What did you do today? Did you go and play and do stuff?
No, I'm grounded.
You're grounded? Why are you grounded? What happened? What did you do?
I called my mom the C word.
You called your mom? That's like the worst word you can call any woman. And you called your mom the C word?
Hell yeah.
Okay. What can I do for you, Billy?
Stan, I should probably come clean with you.
Please do.
I'm not really an alcoholic.
I didn't think you're an alcoholic either. You know what? Just to, you know, taking leftover glasses off the counter after your mom is entertaining a gentleman and drinking the swill doesn't make you an alcoholic.
No.
Yeah. I mean, I tasted it.
You're right.
And I do like cigarettes.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it's about that age.
Yeah. And
what are you, what are you doing? Having one now, Billy?
Yeah, because now I'm thinking about it.
I notice you're getting a little smoker's hack there.
I don't know, but now that you know the truth,
yeah,
I wanted to ask Dave, why do people drink and do drugs? What happens?
That's a good question to ask, Billy. And if anybody knows, Billy. It's Dave. Dave, why do people drink and do drugs?
Because I've taken a sip. I've smoked a little marijuana, but it didn't do anything.
You got to do it again. Well, Billy, when you've been baked, when you get that killer stone going.
Yeah, he wants to know what that feels like.
It's just a nice body buzz. Mm. Billy, you don't know about that yet either. But you get a nice tingly feeling.
Uh-huh. Can you tell him what it's like to do meth, too?
Shut up, man. Don't worry about that, Billy. You're not that step yet. All right? You'll get there.
But if you want to feel tingly, couldn't you just have, like, something cinnamon?
Yes, you could.
Technically, yeah, you probably could. Billy, you probably get buzzed off, you know, a bunch of sugar, like I am right now, right?
Well, then why do people die from drugs?
Typically, they've chosen very hard drugs.
Really?
You're just wanting to play around with some weed and drink.
But what?
That's
what,
nothing.
Why? What happens?
What happens?
Yeah,
what happens?
He wants to know about the experience.
And you
just keep telling him, oh, it's a tingly feeling and
all
someday
right, Billy,
you'll get
you
there.
You know what? It's a damn party, Billy, and you're going to rage and have a good time. You're going to go out with chicks.
Dave, everybody tells me, oh, you shouldn't do drugs. Drugs are bad. And then
they're stupid.
Oh, drugs are cool.
They are cool. You know what? Drugs make you cool, bro. Okay? Because then you can handle things in life, my man.
Really?
Yeah.
Like you?
You're damn right. What's that, Billy?
What's the big secret? What happened?
That's all you... I wish you'd just answer his question.
The big secret is it's a... Imagine a giant orgasm in your mind, Billy. That's what it's like.
Uh-huh.
How about that? Oh. How about that?
That sounds messy.
It is, yep. It is messy.
A little bit.
And he doesn't talk about the next day and when you have to go and concentrate and do something. You don't care about it. You lose the lust for life.
No, you don't, Stan. No, you don't. You just want to party again the next day.
What's it like, Dave, to do crack?
Yeah, good question.
Shut up, Billy. Don't be siding with Stan on that. There's no reason to do crack cocaine, Stan. There's no reason to do
speed. Better stuff.
No,
like huffing paint.
No.
You ever huff paint, Billy?
Yeah. On accident.
Right.
Yeah.
You gotta, what is it? What colors, Dave? Gold and silver?
Gold and silver. How about Freon, Billy?
I put together a complete set in miniature of the Air Force Thunderbirds. And I went through 3 tubes of tester's glue, and I got a headache.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
How about rubber cement in school, man? When you get to school, you can get high all semester long.
Do you hear what you're doing?
What?
Do you hear what you're doing?
What am I doing?
You're setting yourself up as a example of what not to do.
What are you talking about?
Are you telling me that the headache that I get from model glue is what being high is?
Well, that's just the initial experience, Billy. You got to keep huffing it. You got to keep going back to it,
Billy,
and then you'll start catching a
buzz. Sonny, they put a thing in model glue now to give you a headache because too many kids back in the day when Dave was growing up would be huffing model glue, and it can be very, very toxic. So what they do is they put a little something in model glue now so that you feel almost sick and too dizzy. So don't listen to Dave.
You know what? Let's not even.
That's not fair. You guys got all the cool stuff.
Hey, listen, man. I'm gonna find you something cool right now, Billy. All right. Go to your mom. Go into your mom's medicine cabinet.
Tell him what's in there.
Don't listen to Stan.
Shut up, Stan.
Yeah. Go to your mom's medicine cabinet and find whatever you can, Billy. That's what I'd do.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day's a gift.